This is Fresh Air. As the August heat rises, the thirst for escape reading intensifies. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says, the cool thing about her two latest picks, one a spy story, the other a crime caper, is that they make you think, even as they entertain.
Last month, in a now viral opinion piece called When Novels Mattered, New York Times columnist David Brooks bemoaned what he sees as the increasing irrelevance of literary fiction to American life. Gone are the days when Updike, Mailer, and Morrison dominated bestseller lists. Now, fantasy and genre fiction rule. I'm not going to jump into the bear pit here, except to say that perhaps Brooks isn't reading the right stuff. Here's my recommendation for two genre novels that manage to be sly, wry, and smart works of social commentary, even as they entertain. Neither are in league with, say, Portnoy's Complaint or The Color Purple, but nor are they mental styrofoam. I've been following Dan Fesperman's espionage novels since his debut in 1999 with Lie in the Dark. That novel was set during the Siege of Sarajevo, which Fesperman, a former foreign correspondent, covered. Pariah, his latest spy story, also draws from recognizable real-life figures and situations. Hal Knight, the anti-hero of this tale, is a comedian and movie star who parlayed his brand of bro humor into a political career. Knight served for 2 months as a Democratic congressman from California, but had to resign when a video went viral of him profanely bullying an actress on set. As we're told, on a spectrum of bad male behavior that ran from, say, Al Franken at its tamest to Harvey Weinstein at its vilest extreme, Hal's transgressions fell well toward the lower end, yet still within the vast middle ground where final judgment often depended on who was doing the judging. The opening of this tale finds Hal sulking in isolation on a Caribbean island, drinking dirty martinis and, appropriately enough, reading Philip Roth. What Hal doesn't know is that the CIA is watching. Soon, a trio of agents approach him. They recruit Hal to accept an invitation to perform his comedy routine for the president of the Eastern European country of Bolrovia. It seems that something rotten is underway in Bolrovia. If Hal can keep his eyes and ears open while he's yucking it up with the despot, he may garner valuable intel. Pariah embraces a slew of spy novel tropes, the flawed hero who needs redemption, double agents, and the bewildering layout of the old capital city of Bolrovia, where one wrong turn can lead Hal to the ultimate dead end. In a delicious climactic moment set in an underground bar called the Green Devil, a group of former Fox News personalities even makes an entrance. As always with suspense, the greatest pleasure lies in the plot, which here has the quality of being labyrinthine but lucid. Mike Phillips, a British author born in Guyana, also has a long track record in crime writing, along with a parallel career as an art curator. That expertise comes into play in The Dancing Face, a crime novel that originally came out in Britain in 1997 and is now available for the first time in the United States. Here's the premise. A black university professor named Augustus Gus Dixon attends a committee meeting to discuss holding protests against a touring African art exhibition, whose objects were the spoils of colonialism. Impatient with the academic grandstanding of his colleagues, Gus snaps. Demonstrations and vigils were pointless, he told his colleagues. The only result would be a few minutes on the air being patronized by a succession of young white women with microphones. Accordingly, Gus masterminds a scheme to steal the dancing face, a gold mask from Benin that's packed away in a London exhibition space. The plan naturally goes haywire, given that Gus's accomplices don't share his lofty motives for stealing the mask. Chief among them is the wealthy Nigerian businessman who's bankrolled the heist and who expects to add the mask to his personal art collection. The dancing face engages issues of reparations and identity, while also holding its own with other classic crime novels about missing MacGuffins. I'm thinking of novels like The Maltese Falcon and Cotton Comes to Harlem. Like those novels, The Dancing Face offers an antic, absurdist take on the spectacle of flawed human beings attempting to set to rights a world gone wrong.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Pariah by Dan Fesperman and The Dancing Face by Mike Phillips. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like our conversation with film director Spike Lee or SNL cast member Bowen Yang, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. You can also watch some of our interviews on our YouTube channel. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations for what to watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Anna Bauman, and John Sheehan. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. Our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Susan Nakundi directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.